In the Lap of Immense Intelligence by Ken Wilber. Because the universe has direction, we ourselves have direction. There's meaning in the movement, intrinsic value in the embrace. As Emerson put it, we lie in the lap of immense intelligence, which by any other name is spirit. We and all beings as such are drenched in this meaning, afloat in a current of care and profound value, ultimate significance, intrinsic awareness. We are part of a parcel of this immense intelligence, this spirit in action, this God in the making. And we are invited, I believe, to awaken as this process. This very spirit in us is invited to become self-conscious, or even as some would say, superconscious. Depth increases from subconscious to self-conscious to superconscious on the way to its own shocking recognition, utterly one with the radiant all, and we awaken as that oneness. Maybe the evolutionary sequence really is from matter to body to mind to soul to spirit, each transcending and including, each with a greater depth and greater consciousness and wider embrace. And in the highest reaches of evolution, maybe, just maybe, an individual's consciousness does indeed touch infinity, a total embrace of the entire cosmos, a cosmic consciousness that is spirit awakened to its own true nature. I'll tell you what I think. I think the sages are the growing tip of the secret impulse of evolution. I think they are the leading edge of the self-transcending drive that always goes beyond what went before. I think they embody the very drive of the cosmos toward greater depth and expanding consciousness. And I think they disclose the face of tomorrow. They open us to the heart of our own destiny, which is also already right now in the timelessness of this very moment. And in that startling recognition, the voice of the sage becomes your voice. The eyes of the sage become your eyes. You speak with the tongues of angels and are alight with the fire of a realization that never dawns nor ceases. You recognize your own true face in the mirror of the cosmos itself. Your identity is indeed the all. Because you transcend all, you embrace all. There is no final whole here, only an endless process. And you are the opening or the clearing of the pure emptiness in which the entire process unfolds, ceaselessly, miraculously, everlastingly, lightly. The whole game is undone. This nightmare of evolution and you are exactly where you were prior to the beginning of the whole show. With a sudden shock of the utterly obvious, you recognize your own original face, the face you had prior to the Big Bang. The face of utter emptiness that smiles as all creation and sings as the entire cosmos. And it is all undone in that primal glance, and all that is left is the smile and the reflection of the moon on a quiet pond late on a crystal clear night. By Ken Wilber.